Last night, Doc received a telegram from Mexico City stating that his wire to the lawyer had been undelivered. That means the lawyer has left the city without letting anyone know where he was going. Now Doc is in a muddle. He doesn't know where to look for the lawyer. While he is trying to figure the puzzle, Sonny, Buddy, Charcoal, and the sheriff are going to take Betty out into the country for a picnic. We find them riding along looking for a shady spot to spread their luck. Here they are.
Cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill to make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine. They cut down the old pine tree, but she's not alone in her grave tonight, for it's there my heart will always be, always be. Though we drifted apart, still they cut down my heart when they cut down the old pine tree.
Oh,
Jed, you ought to be on the radio. Better take it a little slower, Sheriff. Don't forget our lunch basket's in the car.
Yeah, don't hit any bad places in the road either. We'll have iced tea, pickles, and potato salad all mixed together.
Well, I've got to make as good time as I can. We're liable to have a storm come up in a minute.
A storm? Why, the sky's as clear as it can be. There isn't a sign of a cloud.
Yep, but that's the way it is in Texas. Never can tell about the weather in this country. It's clear as a crystal one minute and raining cats and dogs the next.
Well, you boys keep on the lookout for a nice clean spot for our picnic, and we'll have the sheriff stop just as soon as we find the place.
Well, gee, I hope we find it soon, because I'm half starved.
Say, Jocko, give us some more music on your old guitar, and maybe we'll forget how hungry we are.
That's a good idea. Play, Jocko.
Yes, ma'am. What does you want me to play?
Play the Rhapsody in Blue.
I know the St. Louis Blues and the Memphis Blues, but I don't believe I know the Rhapsody Blues.
I was just joking, Charcoal.
Here, play my favorite, Charcoal, Goofus.
Yeah, that's a good one, Goofus. Play it, Charcoal.
Yes, sir, man, I can play it, too. I ain't kidding you. Going right into it now. Boy, everybody get on and sing it now. Goofus.
I was born on a farm out in Iowa, a flaming youth who was bound that he'd fly away. I packed my grip and I grabbed my saxophone. Can't read notes, but I play anything by ear. I made up tunes on the sound I used to hear when I'd start to play. Folks used to say, sounds a little goofing to me.
Corn-fed chords appeal to me. I like rustic harmony.
Hold the note, change the key. That's called goofing.
Not according to the rules that you learn at music school.
But the folks that dance like fools, they go goofing. Got a job, but I just couldn't keep it long. The leader said that I played all the music wrong. So I stepped out with an outfit of my own. Got together a new kind of orchestra, and we all played just the same goofus harmony. And I must admit, we made it hit. Goofus has been lucky for me. For me.
Oh, look, boys. There's a beautiful spot over there by the river in that clearing. Let's stop here and have our picnic.
Okay. Hey, Sheriff, this is where we eat.
Man, man, them is the sweetest words I've heard today. This is where we eat. Now, the next question is, when do we eat?
Well, just as soon as we get the basket out of the car and spread out the lunch.
Well, what have we got to eat, Miss Betty?
Oh, lots of good things, Sheriff. Fried chicken, potato salad, pickles, deviled eggs, potato chips, iced tea, bread, butter, and jam.
And that's a single thing that I can eat. Why didn't you bring some watermelons and pie and green onions?
Listen to the sheriff, Buddy. He says we haven't a single thing he can eat.
Yeah, I heard him. I only hope I get a chance at that fried chicken before he does.
So do I. Hey, Betty, I'll spread the cloth right here on the grass. Is this all right?
Yes, that's all right. Taco, take the basket over there and I'll put out the lunch.
Yes, You'll put it out and the sheriff will put it in. Honest to goodness, Miss Betty, I ain't never seen nobody what can punish food like that man. Green onions and watermelons. Just keep your eye on that chicken and potato salad.
Say, Sonny, you know the sheriff will have to have his coffee, so we may as well start looking for some wood to build a fire.
Okay, come on. We'll be back in a minute, Betty.
Let's go down by the river, Buddy.
Maybe we'll find an old wrecked rowboat we can use for firewood.
Okay. Good night. Look how muddy the water is. And how swift the current's running.
Yeah, they've had lots of rain up above here somewhere. The river's way out of its bank.
Say, what river is this, do you know?
The sheriff says it's the Guadalupe.
The Guadalupe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I've heard Dad speak of it. He says when this old stream goes on a rampage, it sure tears up things.
I'll bet.
Uh-oh. Listen to that now. Wouldn't it be great to have a rain and spoil our picnic?
Oh, it won't rain for an hour yet. Come on, let's go further up the river. We're bound to find some dry wood somewhere.
Look at the squirrel.
Where?
Oh, man, don't I wish I had my .410 shotgun. We'd have squirrel stew for dinner tomorrow.
Yeah? Well, look at the way he's going up that tree, around and around the trunk. Man, you'd have to have a machine gun to hit him.
Hey, wait a minute, Sonny.
What?
Look down there.
Where?
See? Through those thick bushes. What is that?
Well, it looks like a little houseboat that's been pulled out of the water and left on dry land.
That's just what it is. Come on.
What are you going to do?
Let's take a look inside the boat and see if it's a good place to have a picnic.
Well, I see what you mean. If it starts to rain, we can rush back and get Betty, Charcoal, and the sheriff and bring our lunch on board this boat.
Why, sure we can. Why, look, Sonny. This is not an old boat. It's in good condition. But it's been out here in the water so long that, why, it's as dry as a bone.
Yeah.
Why, look how it's warped on the bottom.
Hey, let's take a look inside. Say, it's got a nice little cabin. Come on in, Buddy.
Oh. Boy, the owner of this boat ought to have a chain on it and lock it to one of those trees. Well, somebody could just push it in the water and keep right on going down the river.
Yeah, that's right. It isn't fastened to anything, is it?
No. Oh, say, look at these nice bunks. Four of them.
That makes it perfect. If the storm keeps up all night, we could sleep here. These are good mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
Just lift up that one and see how thick it is.
Oh, boy, that's keen. Hey, wait a minute. Look what I found, a half dollar.
A half a dollar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Three ice cream sodas and a package of chewing gum will cost just 50 cents. Sonny, look. Here's another half dollar. And gee whiz, here's another half dollar.
Boy.
Oh, boy, here's some more. Say, what is this, a bank?
But can you imagine that? Say, let's look around a little more. Go on, raise up the mattress on those other two bunks and see if we can find any more. Jumping Jehoshaphat, do you see what I see?
I'll say I do. There's at least 100 half dollars and quarters.
A robber hideout. I'll bet that's what this is.
Well, what do we do with the money? It isn't ours. We can't keep it.
I'll tell you. Let's take it to the sheriff and ask his advice. Gee, we've got to hurry if we want to get back to the picnic. It's starting in the rain already.
Well, we can't go back now. We'll just have to wait until it quits raining. Look out the window there. See how it's pouring down?
Mm-hmm.
Here, let's put this money away somewhere. You pick up that cigar box, Sonny, and we'll put all the quarters and half dollars in it.
Okay, I'll hold it. You pour them in. Go on.
Okay.
Hey, stop a minute, Buddy.
Stop? What for?
Well, now look, drop three or four of those half dollars in the box and see how they sound.
All right. I don't know what you mean, but here goes.
There. Do you hear? Don't you get it? Don't you understand now?
I understand what?
The way this money sounds when you drop it in the box. These half dollars and quarters aren't silver. They're lead.
You're right, Sonny. It's counterfeit money.
Yeah.
Why, what do you know about that? Counterfeit money. Made of lead.
Hey, come on and let's go tell the sheriff.
A counterfeiter's den. Say, let's get out of here before we get shot.
Buddy. Buddy, we can't get off the boat. Look, the river's up and all around the boat.
Why, we've got to get off, Sonny. Let's jump. That water can't be very deep.
Look out, Buddy. The boat's moving. It's going out into the river.
What do we do, Sonny? That swift current will tear this boat all to pieces.
Hey, Charcoal! Sarah!
That's right, Sonny. Call loud. Hey, Betty! Charcoal!
The boat's moving faster. It's in the current. I'm going to jump and swim for it.
No, you don't. You can't swim against that current. He's calling. Hey, Sheriff!
Charcoal! And that leaves Sonny and Buddy helpless in a boat in the raging torrent of the river. What would you do if you were in their place? Well, our little heroes have escaped from some tight places, but this looks mighty serious.